page 6, registration information for the May 15, 2012 primary election. Online voter registration is now available. Go to www.oregonvotes.org. New registrations must be completed and postmarked by April 24, 2012. Registration update may be completed through 8 p.m. Election Day, May 15, 2012. To check if you are registered to vote, go to www.oregonvotes.org. If you have questions about registration or voting, contact the Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street, Southeast, number 300, Salem, or telephone 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. The TTY-TDD line, 503-588-5610, or fax 503-588-5383, or email elections@co.marion.or.us, or the website www.co.marion.or.us/co/elections. Instructions for voting your ballot. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: a printed ballot, a pre-addressed return envelope, secrecy envelope, informational insert. If any items are missing, please contact Marion County Elections. Important ballot information. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and it is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, please mark through the address label like this, and it shows a slash completely going through the label, and two, return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Elections before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ballpoint ink pen. Do not use a felt tip pen to mark your ballot. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To vote on a measure, complete the box next to either the yes or no. So completely fill in the box. Don't circle it or put an X in the box. Page 7, voting a write-in. To vote for a candidate whose name does not appear on the ballot, write the person's name on the line provided for that office heading labeled write-in, then complete the box next to the write-in line. It is very important that you complete the box next to the name you wrote on the line. You must complete both the box and the name in order for your vote to be counted. Check your ballot. Make sure you have completely filled in the boxes next to your choices. If you vote both yes and no on a measure, or vote for more candidates than allowed, it's called an overvote. Your vote will not count for that measure or candidate. You do not have to vote on all contests. Those you do vote on will still count. Make no extra marks on your ballot except where directed. Do not write in the margins. To change a vote, draw a line through the incorrect name and then complete the box next to the corrected candidate or yes or no choice. You may obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Returning your voted ballot. Place the ballot in the secrecy envelope, seal it, then place the secrecy envelope in the return envelope. Do not remove the label. sign the voter's statement on the back of the return envelope. Your ballot will not be counted if you do not sign your envelope. To return your ballot by mail, place one first-class stamp on the envelope. To return your ballot other than through the mail, please refer to the list of ballot drop sites. You may return your ballot to any official ballot drop site in the state. Do not forget to sign your return ballot envelope. For your ballot to be counted, mark your ballot according to voting instructions. Do not remove any labels. Your return ballot envelope must be signed. To return your ballot by mail, place one first-class stamp on the return envelope. Your ballot must be received in the elections office or an official ballot drop site by 8 p.m. on Election Day, May 15, 2012. Remember, postmark does not count.